The Pentagon says U.S. troops in Afghanistan are now on the hunt for Osama bin Laden and the Taliban leader Mullah Omar. As many as 200 Marines returned early this morning from a search of former Taliban hideouts, and more such efforts are planned. At the same time, Afghan government officials say they are negotiating a possible surrender of Taliban fighters trapped in the woods northwest of Kandahar. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton has more details.
Over the past few days, Afghan government officials have said their forces, along with U.S. troops, are searching intensively for Mullah Omar, the former Taliban leader. One mission in the Helmand province, west of Kandahar, was reportedly launched this past Monday. Rear Admiral John Stufflebeam, the Pentagon's deputy operations director, said today that U.S. forces are not doing any searching of their own, but they're supporting the effort, he says.
Special operating forces are involved in the search for al-Qaeda and Taliban leadership. So in that regard, they are on the hunt.
So far, no top Taliban or al-Qaeda leader has been captured, but a senior defense official says a U.S. airstrike late last week may have killed the Taliban's top intelligence chief. This morning, as many as 200 Marines returned from a 29-hour operation going through an abandoned Taliban compound in Helmand province. Stufflebeam said the Marines were not looking for Omar himself or any other Taliban leaders, but rather clues to their whereabouts.
They were out doing survey evaluations. So they are looking at locations and facilities where we had good evidence that there had been previously al-Qaeda and Taliban forces, and they're collecting physical evidence.
That mission was the largest U.S. ground operation so far in the Afghanistan war. It could also be one of the last for the Marines. U.S. officials say the Marine units in Afghanistan are being replaced by Army troops from the 101st Airborne Division. In an interview today with NPR, General James Jones, the Marine Corps commandant, said transferring Marine duties in Afghanistan to the Army was a natural move. Marines specialize in going into a hostile area and quickly setting up a forward base, but General Jones says they generally don't stay in one place much longer than 30 days.
The Marines are not organized, trained, and equipped either by temperament or in actuality to be in any one place for a long, long period of time. We're not a very good occupation force, if you will. The Army brings that tremendous capability.
Lead elements from the 101st Airborne Division are already on the ground in the Kandahar area. Northwest of Kandahar, meanwhile, the interim Afghan leader, Hamid Karzai, and other government officials say their forces have some Taliban troops trapped and are negotiating a possible surrender. But Admiral Stufflebeam says U.S. officials are skeptical of reports that Omar himself could be turned in under any such deal.
I am aware and have seen reports of Taliban forces that are negotiating with anti-Taliban forces, specifically with Mr. Karzai and his group, for terms of surrender in the region northwest of Kandahar. But I think it's a leap of faith if we believe that is on the benefit or on the behalf of Mullah Omar himself.
Just in case some deal with Omar might be under consideration, U.S. officials made clear again today that they want Omar turned over to U.S. custody in the event he does surrender or is captured. Pentagon spokeswoman Victoria Clark said Afghan government officials understand the U.S. feelings in this regard and have been quite cooperative. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.